Welcome to the Bowden Blitz SEC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, week number 7 is lining up to be an amazing weekend in the conference. We'll take a look at the updated odds entering the weekend. We see Alabama fresh off back-to-back wins over Georgia and Vanderbilt. Now is the team to beat. They're a 2-1 shot to win the SEC championship at the end of the season, followed by a red-hot Texas A&M team, Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, Georgia, and then Oklahoma. Will John Mateer play or won't he? It doesn't matter. Oklahoma right now 7-1 to win the SEC. How do you see this conference playing out at the midway point of 2025?
Well, I think the fact that Alabama beat Georgia, which most of us still feel like from a talent standpoint, that they could climb back in and have the ability from a team skill, talent-wise, to challenge for that championship. But now we've got TAMU or Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma undefeated. And each of those teams have just got to go out there and prove they can beat somebody good in the conference. I think that's the key. As these teams play each other, we're going to see it kind of reduced down. Mizzou is undefeated as well, but they're 11-1 odds, and I don't think people seeing that happen. Well, we'll know a lot more after this week, that's for sure, with Missouri.
Yeah, absolutely. 3.5-point home underdogs to Ty Simpson in Alabama. Ty Simpson in Alabama last year, it was Jalen Milroe, but Alabama abused Missouri basically as a double-digit home favorite. They won that ballgame and really shut down Brady Cook in the passing attack of Missouri. We'll see if they can get it going a little bit later in the show when we break down the Crimson Tide and Tigers. I think it's interesting for Oklahoma. If they get this victory this weekend in the Red River rivalry, whether John Mateer plays or not, just from the schedule perspective and from what you've seen in this offense and defense, do you feel like Brett Venables has his best team right now? And are they as physical like the likes of potentially Georgia and Alabama right now?
You know, I've been looking at them a lot and watching the highlights of these past games, and I think they have the best team. They have a chance. Now, remember, he won 10 games, 2 years ago with Dylan Gabriel as his quarterback. But I like what I've seen so far. I just haven't seen enough. He's played two conference teams that don't do much on offense. Michigan was not much offensively early in the season. Auburn has shown no offense at all. The other three wins were against G5 teams that don't have much. And so I don't know that I've seen quite enough to see that his defense is as dominant as it's rated. You know, because his defense is ranked number 1, I believe, in the SEC or maybe in the country. And I think we just have to wait and see how good that is. But if the quarterback doesn't play, if John Mateer doesn't play, I think it's a different future for his football team, because I don't think Hawkins has the upside that John Mateer does.
Now, Mateer is poised. He's a veteran, has played in multiple big games, especially rivalry games. When you just look at his performance last year against Washington in that battle and Washington State and Washington, the Apple Cup, he has stepped up throughout his career. He brings a different dynamic to the passing attack, something that Michael Hawkins struggled with last year, a better runner than he was passer, but we'll see how it plays out a little bit later in the show. I think the most intriguing team that we still don't know that much about, and they're putting up numbers offensively, and we've seen the defense bounce back into form, is Mike Elko and Texas A&M. The way they dominated Mississippi State and 2 weeks ago contained Auburn's offense and Jackson Arnold, is that a defense that potentially could progress week to week to week to where they're in Atlanta for an SEC championship game?
Well, I think the thing that we've seen now, at least after 5 games, is that if they have to win the game defensively, they've shown the last 2 weeks they can. Giving up, 19 total points and 1-for-23 on third downs, that's pretty good defense. But when they've got to score points, they've shown they can score points and win as well. So with a couple of running backs, a couple of receivers, and a quarterback that's a dual threat, and the last 2 weeks the way their defense played, I mean, I'm almost feeling like they might be the most complete team in the conference that we hadn't heard about as much. The dark horse that's coming along that may be the most complete team and have the ability to play great offensively, the ability to play great defensively. If they put that together, they'll be hard to beat.
Do you feel like Ole Miss is at a little bit of a disadvantage? They play Washington State this week. They're 32.5-point home favorites over the Cougars. That victory over LSU seems like decades ago at this point, right? When knowing how the conference is ramping up big games each and every week, we see Florida fresh off their victory over Texas playing Texas A&M, right? That's a marquee game. Missouri, who's undefeated, squaring off against Alabama. Georgia and Auburn, the SEC's oldest rivalry. These games will have an impact on conference odds. And for Ole Miss, they're expected to win this weekend, but they're under the radar when you think about the other big games in the conference this weekend.
Yeah, they got to just make sure they take care of business. When you got that much of a line, they read it. They know they're 30-point favorites, 30-plus point favorites, and they should not lose. In fact, shoot, there's no way we can lose. They've just got to be careful. I don't think there's any way. They're so talented and so much more talented with the quarterback that they've got now and the way he's playing. And the talent they have, I don't think there's anything can go wrong here. And I don't believe a game that's within 20 points or three touchdowns or two is going to make a big difference in the big scheme of things. But they don't need to go backwards. They've been getting better and better each week. People are starting to buy in to Ole Miss. I'm starting to buy into Ole Miss. They sure could disappoint people by a very bad showing, even if it's a close ball game with Washington State.
What's interesting is when we look at the Heisman odds, Coach, Ty Simpson fresh off another dynamic performance against the Missouri Tigers, had that lights out passing attack against Georgia, put up dynamic numbers over 250 plus against the Bulldogs. John Mateer, when he injured himself, went from a 10-1 shot to a 100-1 shot. He's back down to 10-1 and is assumed to play this weekend against Texas. If he gets the victory, he potentially can run the table. And I mean, think about the odds shift when Mateer got hurt. He goes from 10-1, loses $90 just a couple of weeks ago. He's right back there. He might only have missed one game.
Yeah, I think as important as him playing, and he may not play, I don't think he will, but he might. They better win. If they can keep winning when he's not there, he'll jump right back in and he'll be right back in the hunt, especially if he can lead an undefeated team and keep them going within the conference. He's got that early fan support, that vote support. I think it'll come back to him if they continue to win. Big game is whether he plays or not. This is a big win for the big game for Oklahoma in regards to the chances of Mateer getting the Heisman.
What about Trinidad Chambliss? We brought up their ability and playing basically a patsy in Washington State. If Trinidad Chambliss puts up another 500 or 400 yard performance and they're 6-0. Does he have a shot? We know he stepped up in his only the two big games, you could say Tulane and LSU respectively, but until he has that game potentially against Alabama or an A&M that are undefeated or even an Oklahoma, he's not going to really close the gap. Or do you see him potentially getting a little bit shorter after this weekend?
It'll be gradually. I think it can only be gradual. Until the end of the season, toward the end, if we've got Ole Miss heading for a conference championship game, and he's the guy, and then the last couple of games of the season, he lays it on him. He has great games. That story, Division II player moving his way up, taking on the entire SEC, that's too good of a publicity story. It'll ride. It'll go far in the Heisman voting system if he can. Again, he's got to be there, and they've got to get themselves in a position to put him in the driver's seat for a championship, conference championship game.
Absolutely. When Coach and I return, we'll be diving into week 7 in the SEC. Great games on tap. We'll take a look at Alabama and Missouri, the battle in Columbia. Can Ty Simpson and the Crimson Tide do it yet again? And we'll take a look at potentially the battle in College Station, Florida, Texas A&M. Something's got to give. We'll come right back and break it down right here on the Bowden Blitz. back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down all of the top games in week number 7 in the SEC. We'll take our and turn our attention to the battle in Kyle Field. Texas A&M undefeated. They're going toe-to-toe with a red-hot, all of a sudden, Florida team that covered and won outright over Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns. They win that ballgame 29-21 as a 4.5-point underdog in Gainesville. They're on the road catching 7.5, Coach. Very tough matchup. How are you leaning in this ballgame?
Boy, it is a tough one. Right now, I think Florida's going to play close. I'm going to take Florida in the points on this one. I just think TAMU's been riding a lot of things happening good well for Texas A&M. But I think if Lagway can go out and have a positive game. Now, he's hot and cold. He's thrown 7 touchdown passes, and he's had 7 interceptions. He's got to divide between them. He can't pick one or he got to do one or the other. Can't do both of them. But they also get after the quarterback. I was looking against Texas. They had 6 sacks against Texas. They only gave up 50 yards of rushing against Texas, and they got after the quarterback. So I think Mike Elko, the head coach at Texas A&M, said very clearly he thinks this is the most talented team they have played all year. And you're talking about Notre Dame. You're talking about an Auburn defense that's pretty good. So, I like what's happening at Florida. Legway is the key. He has got to have a great game because we know their defense is going to show up. Their defense is going to play well. But he's got to show up as well.
Absolutely. And you talk about this Florida defense right now, playing rock solid in run support. They shut down the Texas rushing attack of Wisner and Arch Manning, contained him on the perimeter. They're only giving up 99 rushing yards per game. Had a very good effort for 1.5 against Miami. We saw them step up and play absolutely phenomenal third down defense. Entering this ballgame, they're holding opposing offenses to only 31%. Conversion rate. Does that travel on the road? Now, when you look at both offenses, DJ Lagway and Marcel Reed, third down offense has been a little bit inconsistent. Both teams are converting 34%, but you look at Marcel Reed, and I think Texas A&M have a little bit more consistency in the passing attack. Now, if Lagway can perform the way he did last week, then I think Florida potentially rolls. But being that it's on the road, very difficult environment, I'm willing to lay the 7.5 points with the Aggies. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think it'll be very close early, but potentially the Aggies can steal it by 7, maybe 10 points in the end. But I do feel they cover in Kyle Field.
I'm going to ride Florida. I'm just I got to think, like last year when Legway got hot, they won. I just, if he can play well, I think they can go out there and play this team close. I think Texas A&M at home, if I was picking them straight up the money line, I'd go with the Texas A&M. But I do think Florida is going to get some mileage out of this change of the way Lagway played in this last ballgame. Defense will be there. They've got to contain the quarterback. Well, the thing about Texas A&M, you got to stop 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, and a dual threat quarterback. That's why you're probably fair to say they're going to take the game and the points. But I've got Florida. I'm going to ride Legway and see if he can go like last year and get them another, at least a close football game.
Yeah, we'll see. Texas A&M averaging well over 30 points per game. Marcel Reed has thrown for 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. This is an offense in Texas A&M that's averaging 271 passing yards per game. We'll see how it plays out Saturday in Kyle Field. Another matchup, you have Ty Simpson fresh off the victory over Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. They're laying 3.5 in Columbia, Missouri. We know Eli Drinkwitz and the crew have been stepping up. They've been taking names. All they do is win, baby, undefeated, 1-0 in the conference. This game, I think, potentially could sail through the 52.5. Last year, Alabama shut them out 34-0 in Tuscaloosa. But my best bet, forget the side. I think we get points of plenty. Give me over the 52.5 in this ballgame, Coach.
We've been thinking along the same lines. I don't think Alabama will shut them out. I don't think Alabama's defense is quite as effective right now as their offense, but I do see Alabama's offense, the way Ty Simpson is playing at quarterback and the way he's leading this team, and the fact that Mizzou still hasn't had a real difficult test against them. They've had 5 home games. They haven't played on the road. Another home game. They haven't played this kind of talent level. And yes, they're probably the most underrated team in the SEC. It seems to go that way every year. But I'd like Alabama in this football game. I like them to cover the 3-point spread.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it's interesting as well because we know Ahmad Hardy is one of the best running backs in the conference and all of FBS, and that's got to be the matchup, I believe, on Saturday if you're Missouri. If you can run the football effectively, the way we saw Singleton and Vanderbilt run it early on, they potentially could be in this matchup. They were completely shut down last year by a more consistent defense. Alabama enters this game, Coach, allowing opposing offenses to rush well over 150 yards per game. That has to be the matchup for Missouri entering this ball game against, you could say, a suspect front seven in Alabama.
Yeah, I really think I'm glad you brought that up, but I missed that. Ahmad Hardy could be the key to Missouri either winning this game or keeping it close. If they don't slow him down and limit his yardage, Alabama's not going to get back on that field. Cause you got and instead of a deep ball over top, he has the big play running ability to score from 50 yards out. And so, again, I think he's probably the X factor in this game is not a quarterback. I think it's that running back that came from right here in Monroe, Louisiana, Ahmad Hardy.
Yeah, Ahmad Hardy and that Missouri attacker averaging 292 rushing yards per game. When you look at Alabama, they're allowing opposing offenses to rush for 4.6 yards per carry and 155 rushing yards per game. That has to be the matchup for the Tigers to potentially win this ballgame outright as a 3.5-point home underdog. When you look at Missouri as well, very good in third down defense. Bo Prabula and that offense as well, very balanced. But defensively, Coach, at least up until this point, that front seven is very good in run support, holding opposing offenses to only 66 rushing yards per game.
Yeah, but I do, again, I want to see Missouri again because they've had a fairly soft schedule so far. Some of their stats are a little inflated. Not that they aren't playing good. They haven't seen a talented team offensively like they're going to see against Alabama.
When Coach and I return, there's a battle in Dallas. The Red River rivalry coming up next. Back up on Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down the biggest games in the SEC week number 7. There's none potentially from the rivalry perspective bigger than the Red River rivalry. Texas fresh off their loss against Florida limps into Dallas as a 1.5-point favorite in this ballgame, but potentially John Mateer and the Oklahoma Sooners might be undefeated by the end of this week, and Mateer might play in this matchup. Whether he does or doesn't, it'll still be an experienced quarterback in Michael Hawkins that did play in this game last year. Texas rolled in that matchup, Coach. But how do you see this playing out with or without John Mateer at the helm?
Well, I think Mateer definitely is a better quarterback for Oklahoma than Hawkins. But it's going to be two questions. Will Mateer play and will Arch Manning play better? Those are the two issues of this football game because if Mateer doesn't play, Hawkins is a solid quarterback, but he didn't get replaced by Mateer for no reason at all. Mateer gives them a better chance. Everybody that has watched him throw the ball and run know the way he can lead. The key is Arch Manning. Arch Manning needs to really upgrade his game. This has got to be a game where he just kind of takes it to another level. He's not going to jump out there and dazzle everybody with running and throwing and all the kind of things like that, but he can play a better football game, be more accurate, hit the deep ball, make sure he hits the open receiver. He's missed some of those, and he needs to have a good game as well. And then Texas, I do believe, needs to run the ball because in a lot of ways, Oklahoma has stats against they've got three G5 teams they played. And the two offensive power five teams they played, Michigan early, not much offense in that game, Auburn has not had any offense since the first game against Baylor. I think they're going to be tested. I got this feel that Texas is going to grow from last week, and we're going to see Texas and Arch Manning play their best football game against Oklahoma.
Yeah, look at Oklahoma. They're averaging 33 points per game on defense, only giving up 7 points allowed against the opposition. They stepped up in their big marquee games against Auburn and Michigan, respectively. And this is a team, I think, in Texas right now searching for an identity. I don't know what to expect. Last year, I felt they were more relying on the rush and took the pressure off of Quinn Ewers in the passing attack when they did have success on the ground. But to your point, that offensive line has looked a little bit inconsistent. And going up against one of the best rush defenses in all of college football, I'll take the 1.5 with Oklahoma. I do feel this game trends to the under, Coach, just because if you're Oklahoma, I don't think you want to get into a shootout. Even though you have John Mateer, you're willing to do that, but you don't know how he is in terms of he might be 90%, he might be 80%. You still want to try and win it with your defense. I lean to the under here. Do you have a feel for the total?
Yeah, I'm not really going to total as much as I have a feel. I just have a feel that Texas will play their best game, that Arch Manning will rise to the occasion. He's got so much. Every time, I know we talked to Mack Brown the other day, who's watched them practice several times, and he felt like, you know, there's that much talent in him if he plays his best football game. I don't see a high-scoring game, but I think Texas can win this football game.
And we'll see. Oklahoma enters this game holding opposing offenses to basically 2.7 yards per carry and only 76 rushing yards per game. We'll see if they could duplicate that type of effort in Dallas Saturday afternoon. SEC's oldest rivalry, Coach, you were a part of this. Georgia and Auburn, it's been owned by the Georgia Bulldogs. They've won 8 straight in the series, Coach, the last 4 by an average margin of victory of 21 points per game. Something's got to give. Why is this spread only 3.5 in favor of the Bulldogs?
Well, I think one thing is that you've got to understand a night game in Auburn against Georgia, the oldest rivalry in the South since 1893, and anything can happen, very much like the Iron Bowl. This is the second biggest game. I'll be at the game out there. But you know what? Auburn have played such outstanding defense, and they've had an off week. And I'll be honest with you, they've done some real soul searching. And I don't know that they've solved their problems, but I think if they've been positive, because I'll say this, they've lost 2 games in a row. They've lost to the number 5 ranked team, the number 6th ranked team, and they've lost by 6 points and 7 points, both games on the road. That's not the Sisters of the Poor. That's a tough 2 teams to lose to. And without having a lot of offense, those were games that still went down to the wire. Oklahoma could have turned the other way with a couple of different officiating calls. That with that being said, I like Georgia. I mean, to Auburn to win by a field goal. I just think watching this game and watching the way they play, it'll be an unusual game. I think Auburn will kick a field goal and win by 3 points.
For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the games.